Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. We welcome you to another exciting edition of a Radio Biafra live address from my humble self this very morning. I believe that today is the 18th day, is that correct? Of June in the year of our Most High Elohim 2019. The time here now in Los Angeles is precisely 11 a.m. in the morning. No, 10, it's 10 in the morning, isn't it? It is 10 in the morning here. I have lost track of time because I've been traveling a lot. But as I welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, depending on where you are, so do I expect you to also welcome those around you. They may be Biafrans or not, it doesn't matter. Because we believe that this very gospel that we propagate is a gospel of freedom, a gospel of redemption, and a gospel of hope that will not only lead to the inevitable restoration of Biafra, they will guide all persecuted people out of the shackles and the bondage of Fulani caliphate domination and jihadist tendencies. Therefore, if you are privileged enough to be listening to this very live broadcast from Los Angeles, you are indeed blessed. You are indeed a child of the Most High. As always, and it is customary with us here, we know that this very program is being listened to across the entire 24 time zones of the world, in every country where Biafrans are domiciled. And as always, it is our responsibility, our duty, to make sure that people, even those in the remotest parts of our villages, also receive this very broadcast. In whatever way you can help, in whatever way you can facilitate any measure of assistance, we ask you to do so, because Radio Biafra, as I preach to you this very morning from Los Angeles, California, in the USA, is being received across our FM dial 102.3, depending on where you are in Biafra land. We are on satellite. Radio Biafra is on Radio Biafra app, which you can download on your mobile phone. We are on radiobiafra.co online as well. We are on Biafra Telegraph, also .co. You can receive us across a whole range of platforms should you decide or wish to join us. But ultimately, we are also on Facebook, on the official page of Radio Biafra. You may wish to join us there if you have not done so already. Inform your friends and your family, because darkness is descending upon the zoo. Everybody unfortunate enough to find themselves hedged in together by the British as a result of satanic amalgamation in 1914. Now is the opportunity for all of us to escape that very zoo. And now is the time to do so, because they are everywhere waiting for the signal to unleash the mayhem that I told you many years ago will come. Because everything that I pontificate about on this very platform, everything that I tell you, every topic that I dwell upon, every issue that I raise will, of course, come to fruition. Everything I tell you will happen, must happen, because when I am here, I am under divine instruction. Elohim, to whom belongs every glory and every honor, has guided us to say the things that we say, and when we say them, they always come to pass. Before we proceed, we must pray. For those of you joining us for the first time, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, and by the grace of the Almighty Creator, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I welcome you to this very special broadcast. And as I do so, please also remind those of them who are around you. It has become customary in our way of life to hand over all our proceedings to Elohim, that even many more dastardly deeds to come from the Fulanis may be revealed to us. Because we are nothing without the Creator of the universe, Biafra land would not exist were it not for the mercy of the Almighty. Therefore, we must hand over these very proceedings this morning from here, and I'm sure it is evening in Biafra land, to the Almighty for His guidance, His love, His protection, and the knowledge that He will impart into us. Therefore, we must pray. Heavenly Father, most precious Lord, the giver of life, the creator of everything that was ever made, out of whose speech existence came into being, we cry unto thee this very day as we lament every day of our lives. For we cannot begin to second guess why you sent the British to come to inflict so much pain, so much damage, and so much destruction, not just on the physical essence of your people, but on our psyche as a race that has led us astray. Nigeria have destroyed your children. There is nothing left in us anymore. They have turned our men into traitors and saboteurs. They have turned our women into something that is wholesomely indescribable. We pour our heart unto thee, to the hearing of the entirety of humanity on this very day, that you may hear our cry and relieve us from this very burden of ignominy and ignorance. For we keep your statutes, O Heavenly Father. We are calling upon thee to come and save us, to come and save your creation, which is Biafra. For you not to allow your anger to exceed, O Heavenly Father, lest we be destroyed. For we to keep your testimonies, for we to uphold your commandments that you have given, we must be alive in the land of the living. For the sake of your word, please preserve Biafra. Propel us ever forward to accomplish that very destiny that you have set before us. Because morning, noon, and night, we cry and we weep. We have always hoped in your word. In the middle of the night, we rise in prayer, meditating and reflecting upon your promise to your children. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to hear our voice according to your loving kindness. Elohim, hurry to save your children, because Fulani is everywhere. They have encamped in our lands. They are waiting for the order to unleash mayhem, as you protected us over 300 years ago. At the hands of their progenitors, so do we ask you today in 2019 to rise to defend your children. You will give us understanding, you will give us common sense, you will give us the ability to reason, you will give us the ability, O Heavenly Father, to articulate a way out of this very wholesome mess that we are in. For they shall come forward with their mischief, because they are far from thy law. But you are near, O Elohim, and all your commandments are truth. Concerning all that you have promised us, concerning all that Ojukwu fought for, we have known of old that you have founded Biafra from the beginning. Therefore, it must stand. And every work of the enemy, every machinations of the evil ones shall come to nothing. You will consider our affliction, and you will deliver us from the hands of our enemies. For we have not forgotten your very basic laws. We plead our cause before thee today, and that cause is Biafra, that you may deliver IPOB, that you may quicken us according to thy word, that salvation will always elude the wicked, that fulani can never succeed in their plans, that the duplicity and the foolishness of the Yoruba race can never prevail. For they do not know thy statutes. For great are your tender mercies, O Elohim. Come to us very quickly, according to your promise unto us. For our persecutors are many. Our enemies are very powerful. They overwhelm us. But we have never declined from your promise. Look at all our transgressors. Today they are in mourning. Today they are in pain. Those that rose against Biafra between 1966 to 1970. Today they are receiving the same treatment that was meted out to us over 50 years ago. Consider how we pronounce your name, how we seek refuge in it, how we give it to our children and come to our rescue according to thy loving kindness, because your world is yea and amen. As you have spoken it, so must it come to pass. Right from the beginning, there was Biafra in your heart. Let the manifestation of that love that led you to create Biafra become evident in our lives, that we may march into freedom, unencumbered and undisturbed by the plans of the wicked, that your name and only your name, O Elohim, may be glorified from every age to every age, from every generation to every generation, from eternity to eternity, to the glory of your name, now and forevermore, we pray. He said, he said, he said, you have heard the voices of some people. Some of us are here, and we must proceed. The way we broadcast on Radio Biafra is slightly unorthodox, but we must go on to preach this very gospel all the same. We do not follow any transcript. We do not follow what people ask us to follow. We do that as we are guided in spirit to do. That is why IPOB is indefatigable. That is why IPOB is indestructible. That is why IPOB can never relent. That is why we are unstoppable. That is why we will keep marching forward without ever retreating until Biafra is completely and fully restored to the glory of your name, O Elohim. Today, as always, it is still morning here, but it is evening in Biafra land. This very gospel must be preached as we have preached it for nearly 6 years, albeit with the intermittency of incarceration. But we are here today to continue this very gospel for those that have ears that they may hear, that the will of Almighty God may prevail in our lives. Our people went to court today. Benjamin Madubugu, Brad Chimezi, Shinwa, David Nwanwisi, Chidebere Onwudiwe. They represent what is happening to us as a race. The likes of Justice Uday is still incarcerated in detention. They give us court dates, but they never attend. The presiding judge, who is Justice Binta Nyako, fled from her own court, pretending and lying that she's ill because they have no case against us. This is what we must announce to the whole world. They arrest us, they detain, they summarily execute our people for no reason. And when they take us to their court, they have no case against us. They keep delaying us, they keep taking our time, they keep adjourning time and time again. Judges are terrified to handle cases concerning IPOB. As I told them that they would a while back, that there will come a time when they will get so tired they can no longer defend what is in essence the indefensible. That is why Binta Nyako abandoned her own court by feigning sickness. This case have now been adjourned for 9 months in a row. They do not want to hear it. They have no evidence against us. They have no witnesses against us. And most definitely, there is no smoking gun against us. That is why they keep hiding from their own law court. This is the third consecutive hearing scheduled by this Fulani woman, this Fulani judge with her Sharia tendencies. But all the time, she fails to show up. Ever since she came up with her foolish bail revocation, she has continued to pretend that she's ill. But she's well. She had other cases today in her court, in the zoo. But when our case was called up, she pretended that she was sick. We are praying for her to get well very quickly. To hear this very case, that the stupidity of the zoo, that the foolishness of everything Nigerian may be laid bare for the whole world to see. We know that the zoo, Nigeria, created by the British, is a geographical expression without shame. Where people have no honor. Where there is no dignity. We are languishing in jail, detained, tortured, and abused. As I speak to you, a two-year-old child is in prison in Ikota Ebene. Not even up to 2 years old. The child, his name is Daniel. He's 1 year and 5 months. The father is in prison, in detention, of course, illegally. So also is their mother. What is their crime? Their crime is treasonable felony for peacefully agitating for that which everybody agitates for in life. If you're a human being, you agitate right from your mother's womb. When you're 9 months old in your mother's womb, you begin to agitate to come out. If your mother refuses to release you, she will die because that time has come. The same thing that Tafawa Balewa did and Awolowo did and Zik did and Ahmadu Bello did, so we are led to believe, by agitating for the freedom of the zoo from the British. The same thing we are doing today, and it is considered treasonable felony. Because a black man wants to maintain the vestiges of colonialism, even many decades after they have told us that colonialism had gone. All those institutions that magnified our ignorance and cast us as wild animals living in the forest and the jungle in Africa. Today, Africans are hell-bent on maintaining that very structure. How very sad and how very regrettable. I asked this question very many years ago, and I will repeat today. Do you think that any European will allow an African to enter Europe to create a country? The answer is no. Why then are you defending something that is wholesomely indefensible? Why are you defending Nigeria? Why do you refer to Nigeria as your country? Why do you say that Nigeria is a nation when you know within your heart of hearts that Nigeria is not a country, is not a nation, and can never be? It was created by the white man to serve their purposes. But being the Africans that we are, imbued with ignorance and stupidity, we accept what is unacceptable because we have no shame and we have no honor. And when we are castigated for it, we start to complain. A two-year-old child is in prison in detention because the Fulani said so. Because the Fulani finds our type of freedom of expression an anathema and as an obstruction to their aim of conquering everybody and subjugating us to Islamic rule, which we assure them today that as long as we are alive, they will never ever succeed. But the burden is very much for IPOB alone as presently constituted. We need the support and help of our people to accomplish it, or else our land will be overrun, as I shall demonstrate to you later on. As I said before, only if the zoo can can try us in their courts. Only if they can have the courage of their own conviction, or should I say, the courage of their ignorance, to come to a court of law to substantiate their baseless accusations against us. We are IPOB. We are not going to stop. We will not retreat and we will not surrender. We will continue going until Biafra comes. And as I have always said, and repeatedly so, the zoo must fall. And when it does, Somalia will be better than it. Those of them in Biafra land, but especially in Igbo land, those of them you hopelessly call your leaders, those of them who, because of the crumbs of bread falling off their table, you have mortgaged your conscience to, those of them that claim that they are leaders, the elite, the intelligentsia, the leaders, so to speak, those who were put into office to persecute IPOB, the likes of Dave Umahio, Kezi Bazum, Ohanese, Ndiara, and Andiyoshi, all these evil men that some of you stupidly still support till this very day. They are the vanguard of the Fulani conquest of our land. Because as I speak to you this morning, the Fulani, they came to Enugu, they kidnapped our women. This very minute they are in Mbise, camped in Mbise, waiting for instructions to unleash hell. All because some of you, in your usual African way, which is riddled with ignorance, wrapped in convoluted grammar, that some of them don't even know, you allowed the creation of an abomination like Nigeria to still exist. Nigeria is an abomination both before man and before God. That is why no state in Africa can ever be developed. It's impossible. Because the templates that you're working with were those designed by white people that came to exploit you. They created all these countries. Benin Republic, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Gambia, Tanzania, Uganda. They lumped all of you together for their selfish reasons, and that primarily is for economic exploitation. But some of you do not know and will never know because you're black. Some of us are genetically not disposed to reason things through properly. That is why we are poor. That is why we do the most menial jobs all over the world. That is why, as at this very day, we are being auctioned away in flats in Tripoli. In Libya, people are being sold. They are black African people because of our mentality, because of our stupidity, and our inability to reason. I thank Elohim that I'm not one of those. Though I may be African, I do not reason like an African because most Africans are stupid, and I am not. And IPOB is not. That is why we do what we do. With every certainty, do I declare to you this very day, as I've always done, that IPOB has come to bring light where once there was darkness, to bring enlightenment where once ignorance reigned supreme, and to ensure that the rightful position of not just Biafrans, but the entire black race on this earth is properly occupied in our time. Those of you that look up to Dave Umahi of Ebonyi State, Okezie Bazum, in charge of the Fulani Caliphate of Abia, those of you that look up to Obianon, who is presiding over Fulani affairs in Anambra, and Ohanaeze that rubber stamp their stupidity, you should all hang your heads in shame. You people are evil. And I wish that Fulani headsmen can start in your villages.
Anybody that believes in one Nigeria, I pray very fervently that Fulani herdsmen will start from your villages. If I tell you, will touch some of you anyway, because you are immune to your own stupidity. We must continue. Those that helped Fulani, you know that Hausa helped Fulani to conquer the rest of the people in the Middle Belt, coming up to Yoruba land. They convinced those people to fight against Biafrans between 66 and 70 that culminated in the death of over 3.5 million people. Today, they are crying. I don't know if anybody here remembers when I said on Radio Biafra that all those that helped in the killing of Biafrans, that they will suffer. They will all suffer. Everybody that joined Fulani to kill Biafrans will suffer the same fate, if not worse. And I said that Yoruba will be last and their own will be worse. Go and check my broadcast. Everything I tell you here comes to pass because I am under divine instruction. The special gift from Elohim. Anytime I sit on this chair behind this microphone, any pronouncement I make must come to pass. You may not believe it initially, but eventually it will unfold before your eyes. We heard earlier today that women from Taraba State communities are protesting. They came out on the road to protest against the incessant killings in their communities by Fulani Islamic terror headsmen. Exactly as I told you that they will, that your land will be taken from you. They have come to enthrone Fulani hegemony. You will be warned repeatedly. Some of you very foolishly in your ignorance followed the Yoruba media when they were castigating me. Some of you out of your ignorance decided rather hopelessly that the best thing for you to do was to join the Yorubas to mock your own people. Today you are reaping exactly what you said because the information we are giving you was life-saving, but none of you bothered to ever reason it through or to understand it. And do you know the worst part of it? As the Fulanis are killing you, the Yoruba media helped because of the desperation of Tinubu and some of them that hate the Igbos. Of course, we know they do. Some of them do. Forget their pretenses, they do. Because of the desperation of one man and the need to maintain unrestricted, unfettered access to oil and gas in Biafra land. Yoruba media have joined the cabal led by Abba Kyari to name invaders and killers as bandits. So everybody will be confused. Who is a bandit? You know, everybody can be a bandit. But some of you cannot sit down and reason it through as to why they decided that these Fulani terror headsmen should be called bandits. As soon as they got you to believe that the bandits were carrying out all these attacks, they went to the UN and convinced the UN that the reason why there are all these clashes is because of access to natural resources like water. As I'm talking to you now, that is what is being discussed at the UN. They no longer regard these aggressors as Islamic jihadi expansionists. No, they are bandits. And once they are bandits, anybody can be a bandit. That is why this news is not being reported. CNN has been bribed, the BBC, Britain is at the helm of it, blocking every news coming out of the zoo. Because it is in their interest to make sure that Nigeria remains one. And with it comes death and destruction as being witnessed in Taraba today. Zainab Mohammed, who is the Fulani Deputy UN Secretary General, is busy at this moment telling the world that their own terrorism, killing and pillaging, genocidal war against everybody else.
in the zoo called Nigeria.
It's all just about fight for water to give to their cattle. And as everyone would expect, that is the narrative that the world is pushing out to everybody. I don't know how many of you here read the UN, the so-called UN report, that the problem in the zoo is caused by a competition for access to water. That's what that's telling the whole world. And some of you bought into it. Because of the incalculable damage Yoruba media is doing, Yoruba media is as responsible as Fulani fundamentalists, as guilty as them. If anybody is responsible for the death and destruction in Nigeria today, you must hold Yoruba media responsible. That is the number one culprit. They support evil. And that evil is in their land. Forget about what they said. People are saying, we are giving you, how can you give warning to something that is death? We are warning you to leave our land. But I told you, Yoruba, they will come into your land. You will do nothing about standing there today. Everything I say here comes to pass. The world media and the diplomatic community will not discuss the problems in the zoo called Nigeria, because a majority of Nigerians are hopeless. They cannot reason. They allow themselves to be blinded by their hatred of an Igbo man. That is all. And whilst you're busy focusing on the Igbo man and your hatred for the Igbo man, your villages are being ransacked. You are being torn to pieces. And your ignorance laid bare for the vultures that will come to consume your carcasses to see. That is how sad things are in the zoo. And it's not getting better for anybody. I know there are some people in Edo, as usual, talking nonsense. Of course, some Edo people are very reasonable. I must say that to you. But only just 2 days ago, along Awuchi Igara Road, at about, I think it was in the evening, a Catholic priest, the Reverend Father Isaac Agubi, was abducted by Fulani killers. By Fulani killers. Some of them in Edo, we are shouting, "Oh, we'll vote for APC. Let's move to next level. We'll change." They are fighting corruption. And I warned you that this was the same rubbish Uthman Danfodio used to conquer Hausa people, that they have come to fight corruption. Some of you don't read history, you don't reason, you cannot even comprehend anything be said to you. Ask yourselves, how did Hausa people lose their land to the Fulani? How did it happen? Uthman Danfodio came as a teacher to teach the children of the Katsina king. A monarch. King, not emir. He was employed as an ordinary teacher from Senegal. He came and said, "He has come as Buhari did, now Jibril from Sudan. I have come to fight corruption. We must, if you don't see corruption, corruption will kill you." But they are the most corrupt. Aisha Buhari cannot come to the U.S. because there is a charge of corruption against her relating to the Halliburton bribery scandal. Some of you dumb people don't even know this. You don't know. Because you're a monkey from Africa, you cannot reason properly. When the white man insults you, you start crying. I don't cry when the white man insults me because I know that some of the things they're saying is correct. In some instances, 100% correct. We are useless to the core. And we are reaping the fruit of that very hopelessness. They were kidnapped in Edo. People are dying. Delta is under siege. All they can say is, "Oh, we don't want to be part of Biafra." It's because of all the oil, I should say about 70% of oil in Biafra land is in Igbo land. Repeatedly I've said it. Although the only resource you need to survive as a human being is your brain, not what is under the ground. But will they reason? Will they listen? I believe that the answer is no. Because we are very, very dumb
as a people. I don't feel sorry for myself. I have no time for that.
If you don't like the way I preach, the truth will hit you in the face very soon. When you draw your curtain and you look through the window and you see Fulani headsmen outside, then your eyes will clear properly.
Right now is like news.
I was told that some people in California that said that those back home have not told them that Fulani people are everywhere. Very soon, you wouldn't have them to tell you because they'll be dead.
They'll be killed.
That is how foolish that we are sometimes.
That people travel abroad, they come to places like the USA, built out of sweat and suffering of generations gone by, especially our ancestors that they took from Biafra land to come here to provide free labor for 200 years, to give them a head start above everybody else. You come instead of you to be concerned about your people. No, you're not. But after the war, Americans rebuilt the economy of Germany, despite the fact that Nazi Germany was the aggressor. This same America rebuilt the economy of Japan, despite the fact that Japan attacked Pearl Harbor first.
I want people to try and reason this thing through.
Hitler came from Germany. Germany started a war that wrecked the whole of Europe. America got involved. And after that very war, America financed the reconstruction of Europe. Compare the attitude of white Americans that rebuilt Europe, despite the fact that Hitler was the aggressor, who understand this. Compare that with the average reasoning of a black person, especially Biafrans who are in America, who are doing very well. The doctors, the nurses, the lawyers, the architects, all the rest of them. This is the difference between a white person and a black person. A white person is always thinking about the welfare of everybody within the racial group. So when, you know, they study these things more than we do, when they study our behavior, they come back and say to themselves that these people are monkeys, they're not human beings. With very good reason as well. With very good reason. How can America rebuild Germany that caused the war, that started the war, that killed 6 million Jews? Despite the war and the devastation, the number of deaths, American soldiers that died, the suffering, yet America rebuilt Germany. Germany is a white European country. Whites are in America. Whites rebuilt it. Look at your average Igbo doctor in USA. My name is Kai. Why should I go there? What am I going there for? Why should I remember them? You are not remembering them. You are not concerned about the plight and the suffering of the people back home because you are black. You are evil. That's the only reason why.
America rebuilt the economy of Japan. How many of them will come out or step up today to say, I will do something about the suffering of our people? No, they will not do it because they are black. Difference between a black person and a white person, as I tell you all the time.
Fulani terror headsmen, I name this. I want Amaka to post that very video. I gave it to her before I came on air. I want you to post the video of Fulani terror headsman in Mbise, because Imo State will get it very, very soon.
We cannot be everywhere. We don't have all the resources in the world. People think that we may be the largest freedom fighting movement in the world, but we are definitely not the richest. We can't fight every battle. We cannot be present in every theater if we don't have the resources to do so. Some of your governors have deceived you once again by claiming they are going to reconstitute Bakassi. They are going to reconstitute Bakassi. Who are those Bakassi? Are they not some IPOB you're going to recruit to put in Bakassi? That's why I say today that anybody serving in any Bakassi because of hunger or desperation under Okezie Ikpeazu and their likes, you must know you're working for Fulani people because they will not do anything. Fulani attack in numbers. They are very strategic in their approach. Most of the people commanding them on the ground are ex-military officers or even serving military officers. So in terms of strategy, weaponry and mastery of the battlefield are more better than any group of Aburo that called Bakasi, that Ibazo, or whoever can put together. And Ibazo cannot fight Fulani headsmen. Nyamodo cannot fight them. Nyamodo's father was a Sabo during the war. If you don't know, let me tell you. Stone Sabotwa during the war. Go and do your research. Okay, see, Ibazo, Buhari got 3% of the vote in 2015. Jibril came, okay, see, Ibazo read the results and paid INEC off and allocated to him 28% of the vote. How do you think that somebody who is beholden to Fulani Caliphate for his office will now rise up and use Bakasi to fight Fulani headsmen? Are you people sick? You cannot reason very well? Are you telling me you cannot reason properly? The same person that Fulani put in office is now going to rise up to create Bakasi to go fight Fulani. Are you insane? The coordinated persecution of IPOB by Ibazo, Mahimodo, Biano, and Co. I'm not talking about Abora Wosa that have disappointed them. You saw how Okura Wosa, that some people, I'm shocked. Maybe there are many people in us carrying Fulani gene, carrying Awosa blood. When we were telling you people that this is Okura Wosa, you didn't believe. He was shouting Igbo presidency for nearly 8 years. Just because they withheld the certificate of his re-election for just a few weeks. Dangled it in front of him, say, oh, if you want to sit in the Senate, you must denounce your people. Or the people he claims he belongs to. And he duly did. And denounced everybody. And they gave him a certificate. And nothing like Igbo president. The same idiot, only a few weeks ago, we are shouting 2023. Do you see how foolish they are? And how foolish some of you that support these governors, do you see how hopeless and useless you are? If only you will realize it. After all, some of you have Awosa blood in you. Chineke menuna ebere. Coordinated persecution. Before the Fulani launched their headsmen attack, they knew that IPOB was the only obstacle. What did they do? They started to work on your governors. If you want to be reelected, you must help us to destroy IPOB. Nyamodo, if you want money, you must help us destroy IPOB. If you want influence and relevance, please help us destroy IPOB. After a while, they blackmailed them with the quit notice. They all turned against me and against IPOB. They didn't know that Fulani were doing it to pave the way for this massive incursion into the South that some Yoruba commentators are now complaining about and crying over lack of unity. But when I was in the zoo, there was nothing like Fulani headsman attack. I was in prison. They were doing it. I came out, they stopped. All they did was to conspire with the so-called governors and some idiots from elsewhere to persecute IPOB into oblivion, but they can't succeed. We are still working very strong, still fighting with almost two hands tied behind our back. We are still fighting the enemy because without us, our land will be overrun. I'm sure that the video is up now on my page, official page, of course. You know, I also Fulani cloned my page. They put it everywhere to disseminate falsehood. But on the official page, you will see it there. This very video of Fulani men in Ibazo. Because there are ambitious people in America. Is that not correct? Yes. I'm ambitious in America. Yes. Show a target to every ambitious friend you have in the USA, I mean. So they can see it. Is it, what is wrong with black people? That we never learn anything at all. We never learn. There are ambitious people in America. Ask them to join IPOB. They give you 1 million excuses as to why they can't. But I don't know who's going to fight the Fulani now in their villages. They expect IPOB. I'm sure when I go to Houston, they'll ask me, what is IPOB doing about it? That's what they'll ask me. There is disaster everywhere. There is pain everywhere. But I don't think that people can begin to appreciate the enormity of the problem. It was the Yoruba media that encouraged the persecution of IPOB and of Biafrans. When I warned them of what shall befall them, they did not heed my warning. I said to them, this you will suffer. If you continue to support evil, you will suffer. They took your money from you, you've not learned anything. They took the entire Kwara state, they took from you, you have not learned anything. Now they will come. They will take everything, including Ikoyi, and then your eyes will open to know that envy never pays. The jealousy towards the Igbo people will never pay at all, at all. According to what they are saying, 98% of Yoruba land is now occupied by the Fulanese. They were planning to hurt the Igbo man. You know, their jealousy is excruciatingly unbearable. They want to hurt an Igbo man. If it means, if Fulani being in power for 1,000 years means that an Igbo man will not rise up, Yoruba is happy with it. Yoruba is happy with it. And Yoruba media will write whatever nonsense they can to justify it. Today they are suffering in silence. You know, shame won't allow even some of them to carry it. But some did. They planned to hurt we Biafrans, but they ended up hurting themselves. And now they are saying we'll retaliate if herdsmen don't stop violating. You know, people talk like children. We will if you don't stop. Yoruba is gone. Gone for good. And this is the type of damnable zoo that they want us to belong to. This is the type of country they want us to partake in, and we will not do so. Is it the disgrace or the shame of INEC that sometimes I wonder the caliber of people that offer commentary on all these issues in this zoo? If you come from outer space and you're an impartial observer of what is happening in the world, and you are asked to advise God on what to do, believe you me, you will ask God to destroy Africa because of our level of hopelessness. 1 minute INEC had server, the next minute they don't. And I kept asking Jonathan when he appointed Jega in those days, how do you think a Fulani man will deliver victory for you or be fair? Fulani doesn't have fairness in their lexicon. It's not in their nomenclature. It's not in their thinking. It's not in their reasoning. All they care about is to move cattle and to spread their very primitive form of Islam. That's all they do. And after Jega, they brought in another person. Is it Yakubu Muhammad or whatever he's called? And you want justice and fairness. I think you're insane. But Yoruba, because Tinubu wants to go as president to the trade, they, of course, anything can go. As long as it's against Biafrans. As long as the Igbo man is hurting, the Yoruba is laughing. And they say that what we say sometimes drive a wedge between our people. Of course not. I'm just telling you the truth. That you may repent. I am praying for the repentance of the soul of the Yoruba race. That they may repent from within and be consistent. And we'll give them oil and gas for free. We're not doing anything with it. If you don't trust us, we can hand it over to UN. UN can supervise the distribution of oil and gas found in our land. We're not doing anything. We just want to be free. It's not about oil and gas. It's about freedom. That's something you must know. Jega came and now saying, oh, we knew nothing about it. But you used the server during Anambra election, during Osun election. Now, if you claim there is no server, you're not using it. How did you accredit people to even vote? How do you know who is a voter and who is not? Is it not when you put your thumb on the what's that stupid machine called? Card reader. Card reader must talk to server somewhere and then come back. It's common sense. Because we don't build computers in Africa, so we don't know. That's how dumb we are. That we should stop disgracing ourselves before the world. Our ignorance is just becoming too embarrassing, even for those that claim that they are educated. And you know what the UN said? Nigeria may likely experience a third world war if care is not taken. And remember when I told you that, you see Somalia will be, people will be asking for visa to go to Somalia.
When I say something, write it down. A piece of paper, write it down what I said. Today is 17th, is that correct?
18th of June. 18th of June. 2019. Write it down. You people will be looking for visa to go to Somalia. The same way you are threatening now to go to war ravage and unstable Libya. Because you have no shame. When the problem was coming, you failed to address it. Typical black people. You see problem coming, you won't address it. What concerns you is the fear that the other man may rise up above you. And that is one thing that I was able, those of them that claim they are Biafrans, they are Igbo nationalists, they haven't come up with the Yoruba. The envy and jealousy towards the success that IPOB continues to record has somehow made them oblivious to the challenges confronting them. That's what they have done. The same thing with Yoruba. There's no difference between a useless Igbo man and a Yoruba person. That thinks, and I'm not saying all Yorubas think alike. No, there are very good men amongst them. What we want is consistency. Not today you're hot, tomorrow you're cold. I can't fathom it. I can't deal with such people. Consistency. We are against Nigeria and will continue to be against Nigeria until the zoo falls eventually. If you ask them, nothing is happening. Why don't you give them secretary to the government? And after that, then everything will be okay. Because you don't want to acknowledge that light can only come through IPOB. So the only way you can register your jealousy and your envy is by saying, let them give us secretary to government. Now you understand what I'm saying. Because sometimes I feel sorry for people because they cannot begin to comprehend what is confronting them. If you plan to hurt us, you end up hurting yourself, of course. The mess happening in Nigeria today is the fault of the Yoruba political class and their media. They cost everything. Even the INEC server, they cost everything. Instead of a journalist in the zoo to do an investigation and write an independent report to say, Mr. INEC, you said there was a server. Today you're saying you are now deposing before a court of law that you had no server. You are lying. You know the way papers will do in America? They have an opinion on Trump and they write it. Oh, they will say, PDP said, a chieftain said, that person said, they cannot investigate. To write objectively as to, and at least educate the people, no. That is what happens when cowards manage the media. Cowards shouldn't run media anywhere in the world. That is what is happening now in the zoo. Their neutralization of IPOB has not worked. And it will never work. The same way that I said to them that, I don't know, I think people should be keeping a record of the things that I said in the past, or at least the broadcast where I announced them. I remember saying a while ago to my deputy that Britain would be taken over by Islam. We were in the studio and he was visibly shaking. He said, how can you say that? Don't. I said, I am under divine instruction to say it and it will happen. And today, do you know that the police women in England is not wearing hijab? Do you know that Scotland Yard? They designed hijab for hijab. Hijab police in London. Everything I tell you is the truth. Because when I get this message, I give to the living. That's all I do. That's all I do. Now I ask myself when I say this, if everything I predicted always come to pass, everything I say, every prophecy fulfilled, why is it that people doubt when I tell them that Biafra will come? Because it is illogical for somebody to say that Biafra will not come. When the person proclaiming it, everything he's ever said in the past, even things that at that time seemed impossible, but it finally happened. Why won't you believe when I tell you that Biafra will come? Because
I have never been more sure of anything in my life. That Biafra will come. It's hard work, of course. We are working very hard. It is difficult. It is very arduous, but of course, we will overcome everything. And Biafra will come. And then all those who are doing their big sense will know how serious we are. Because if our people here in America cannot help this very cause of Biafra, if they fail to do something, then they don't deserve to partake nor participate in any future Biafra nation. That is a fact of life. Because when Elohim Chukwukika Biama put word in my mouth that I should warn Nigerians that Somalia will be better than them if they refuse to let Biafra go, people laughed at me. I remember I said that when I granted an interview to Sahara Reporters. Is that correct? Yes. In New York. What is happening today? Nigeria is slowly sliding towards a status that will place it beneath Somalia. They're experiencing hell already. That is why I advise you this morning, regardless of where you are in the USA, if you're in Texas and beyond, Florida, all that part of the world, then we expect to see you in Houston. I answer every question. There is no space or room for gossip. And for those of you who cannot make it to Houston, I will be in Chicago and then from there to New York. At each of these events, all your doubts will be cleared. And you'll be renewed with a new sense of pride and patriotism in Biafra and what we are trying to accomplish. Because Biafra belongs to everybody. And this very mission is divine. No mortal can stop it. Not even myself. It is unstoppable, quite literally unstoppable. My advice to you this very morning from Los Angeles, California, and evening in Biafra land, is to join the nearest IPOB family close to you. You may choose not to become visible. You may choose to also support from behind the scenes. We welcome every layer of engagement as long as it drives us towards one inescapable outcome, which is Biafra liberation. If there is no Biafra family where you are, IPOB to be precise, start one yourself immediately. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. Start one immediately. Because we shall overcome our enemies. And Biafra will come in the end to the glory of the Most High, Chukwuka Biama, Biniwe. And from me, from here, this very morning, it is good morning.